This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you expect things to get better under Democrats, you are delusional. Things never get better under communism. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Talking about the world as we see it today. Are you in a safer world? Are you in a more financially secure position? Where are you with Donald Trump now being president outside of the Oval Office? I say those kind of things just to make the leftists lose their minds, because it's easy to have them lose their minds when you say it. See, Donald Trump remains large and in charge. I want you to think about this. Consider Obama's squandered presidency and his post-presidency. Think about those. The potential that Barack Obama had as president. I'm talking about if they just said, let him do what he does and let him really look at this nation as if he loved it and implement sane policies like what Clinton did. Clinton figured out the pulse of the nation and he said, let me get with the right policies, balanced the budget, worked really with both sides of the aisle, got Democrats and Republicans to agree on safer streets, more cops, you know, a host of things that would be considered conservative values. And he was canonized for a while. I mean, he had his issues, let's face it. But on balance, when you look back at the Clinton era, it was a continuation of Reagan's policies and Newt Gingrich doing the Contract with America, which was pro-America. Say what you want about Bill Clinton. He really did believe in the country. I'm not trying to defend the dude. I'm really not. Let's just be objective. He was a far better president than George Bush. Anyway, going back to Obama, the potential of him was tremendous. He could have really healed the nation in terms of race relations, and that would have gone so far. But he didn't do it, and there's a reason why he didn't do it. He didn't do it because if he did that, the left would have nothing to complain about. That's a massive problem. So instead of having this, during his presidency, leaving this legacy of saying America is going to stop being concerned about racism, sexism, and all these isms, and we're going to work together, and we're going to solve these problems. If Barack Obama said, look, there is institutional racism or whatever, but we're not going to let that be your excuse. We're going to work on the education system. We're going to work on these places where blacks seem to have major issues, a.k.a. big cities, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about. And we're going to fix it. But he didn't do that. The problems continue. I'll talk about Chicago here in a bit, because we always have to talk about Chicago after the weekend. I didn't talk about it yesterday. But instead, Barack Obama squandered his presidency. Worst presidency in the history of mankind, that's only going to be surpassed by the one of this knucklehead they've got in office now. So bad Barack Obama's presidency was, he couldn't cheat to get Hillary Clinton, and she was going to be shoehorned in. Never were the Democrats so sure about a presidency until that of Joe Biden and the Dominion cheating these machines that they use to manipulate. Go ahead, Dominion, sue me. It's my opinion. I believe you manipulated the machines. Anyway. So, As his campaigning, I'm talking about Obama, as his campaigning for Biden proved, nobody cares about Barack Obama post-presidency. I mean, there's a media that's propping him up as if he's some big deal. I call him baby black Jesus because I think it really makes the left mad. But he thinks of himself that way, but he's a nobody. Inside leftist circles, they pretend that he's a big deal. I mean, look, if you could get an ex-president to come see you for any reason, that's a good thing. If Barack Obama said, Kevin, I want to come by your house and just, you know, find out why you got so much disdain for my policies, I'd say, well, come on by. I don't have a problem speaking to him. He's a private citizen like me. I would not have accepted an invitation to the White House to speak to him because I just felt like he was a tool. But as a private citizen, if he said, yeah, let's have a drink, talk through the issues, I'd do it. I'd love to do it. But anyway, the media props him up. They try to make him bigger than life. He's a figurehead who represents all the potential of what they hoped leftism could bring to America. That's what it was. And when it failed, they have to make the definition of fail the definition of success. In case you wonder how we got here. That's what liberalism does. It takes success and then redefines it as failure. It takes failure and redefines it as success. And then it says, okay, you get it? And now Barack Obama's legacy of failure continues via his moronic vice president, a man who could not get elected by himself in 50 lifetimes. And he hasn't been in charge for 30 days. And he's already proven to be the worst, whatever you want to call him, in history. 30 days. And Donald Trump at CPAC just lit into the clown and told people how he took us out of this, out of that. Just so you guys know, Donald Trump was trending in the news, in the fake media news. He was number 3. I don't believe that. The reason why he was number 3 is because we all quit watching their news. Donald Trump was the number 1 trending media item over the last few days. Guarantee you. And the media had him 3rd. Second to the Golden Globes number 1. I forget what was number 2. Oh, this girl from the Golden Globes number 1. And then something else. I forget what it was. And then Donald Trump. Don't believe the hype, folks. Donald Trump is trending, so are you. As he trends, so does the conservative movement. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. More on CPAC, shootings, the Golden Globes, much.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, I know you guys are aware of this, but Joe Biden has brought unity to America. He's united us in so many ways. He may very well do that. He may actually end up uniting America against the Democrats and against Joe Biden. Let's hang in there, people. Oh, man. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Hopefully you're paying attention to our sponsors. Go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/KevPerks, K-E-V-P-E-R-K-S, KevPerks. And if you're getting high dollars, paying high dollars for your prescription drugs, particularly if you've got diabetes, because that's the one that seems to be getting jacked up, you need to go there. Or if you know someone who has it, you need to go to my website. I'm just telling you. What we do is we do our listeners, our fans, our friends a huge favor. I don't do anything that I haven't already tried. Trust me. When you go to that website and you click on the links and get some information about getting your drug costs reduced, you will thank me. And here's what I'd like you to do. For those of you who it works for, send me your link. Give me a phone call, 844-551-8255, and let me know your thoughts around it. I'm telling you, we're going to save you a quite a bit of money if you're paying what I'm hearing most of the diabetics are now paying for their insulin. And that's just one. So give it a shot. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. Yeah, but go back to talking unity. Well, let's talk legacies. The legacy of what? Continued crimes against mankind that happen in cities all across this country every single day. You want to know what those cities have in common? They are controlled by Democrats, a.k.a. Democrat, progressive, liberals, whatever they want to call themselves. They have a legacy of lies, destruction, devastation, wherever they are. They're like a swarm of locusts. Year after year, decade after decade, the same problems. Just cyclical problems they never seem to solve. Isn't that the most interesting part of when you look at leftism? How do you solve something? You identify the problem. You say, here's the metric we want to set for it over this time. For example, crime. You say, we want the number of carjackings to go down 20% year after year. They used to have this show called Bait Car. I don't know if you guys ever saw it. And they would set these cars up in high crime neighborhoods where auto theft was occurring, you know, whatever. And they'd get these people. You know, they took that show off. You want to know why? Because it was showing that people who are brown and black tend to steal these cars all the time. It became too racial. The same reason why they take cops off, all these cop shows, which, by the way, we are looking to do a new cop show. We're not looking to do it. We are going to do it. I'm going to be in New York talking with detectives. We're going to be filming here shortly. But they took it off, Bait Car. Why? Because it was effective. The policy, if you want to call it that, actually did reduce the number of car thefts in the city. So it was too effective. And it pointed the finger at the problem. These brown and black people that just figured, well, say it's a car, they're running, they got the keys in it. I saw the girl and the guy arguing, I'm just going to take the car. Take it and chop it up. Now the leftists blame the police, right? Defund the police, they cry. Get rid of the police. It's a police problem. Let me ask you this. Are police responsible for bad schools? Because see, I've seen how these schools operate. I know the kids that are being sent there. And I'd say to you, who's responsible for that? You got miscreants attending school. I think at one point, this is probably still true, one out of eight girls in the Chicago public schools is pregnant. Who's responsible for that? Did the cops do it? Are the police responsible for fathers not taking care of their children? Overwhelmingly in the minority community, are they responsible for that as well? Somebody help a brother out here asking for a friend. Are the police responsible for businesses not wanting to be in black neighborhoods? Are the police responsible for the lootings that occur? I'm talking about these swarm of kids that will go into a store like a gang of locusts and rip it off and leave. And then you wonder why these stores don't want to open up in black neighborhoods or why they're barred up and you can't get in. I know you're not going to do it. I don't recommend it, okay? But if you could, you should go to a black neighborhood and go into these bodegas. See, I lived in a black neighborhood in St. Louis. It was being gentrified. But there were these little bodegas you could go, you know, anywhere 5-6 blocks apart, 10 blocks maybe. And in any different direction you could go. You go inside of these bodegas and you go into this empty little corridor. I wouldn't call it a corridor, but an empty room. And behind that, in front of you, was a guy. And I'm just telling you, one that was in my neighborhood is a guy behind plexiglass and concrete. Bulletproof plexiglass and concrete. And all the products are behind there. I just want you to imagine this. You go in, you stand in a room. This particular store was probably 20 feet across and it was 10 feet deep in the room that you stood in. Nothing else in there. And then behind him, about, say, you know, it was 20 feet wide, but his was probably another 30 feet deep, were all the products. And it was displayed. And you would go in there and you'd say, okay, I'd like some chips and I'd like a Coke or whatever else. And then he goes and gets it, puts it under this plexiglass thing that won't allow you to get your arm under to put a gun into him. You know, and he opens it up and gives you the plexiglass product. Now, it differs from store to store. But that's the way. And why did I go in there? Because I was out for a run and I said, let me go ahead and stop in here. I'd never been. I had met the guy before. I'd seen him in the neighborhood. I didn't know he owned it until I went inside. And I went inside and I was like, wow, this is weird. And then I got whatever I got, like, you know, water or whatever. And, of course, you overpaid for it, but I was happy to support his little business. But I couldn't believe how it was set up. You couldn't just go in there and get anything. If you swarmed his business, you just waited in an anteroom where there was nothing. Now, you think he just came by that on accident? No. He had enough ripoffs that he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put everything behind me. And that's the way things are going to happen. I say all this because I was going to talk about Chicago shootings. See, this is the legacy that people don't want to discuss. 17 people shot, 5 died in Chicago. Murder and mayhem, but the Democrats want you to believe they're changing things.
Jackson Radio Show.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris are in Atlanta to promote the American Rescue Act and speak with Asian community leaders after 8 people were shot to death there. They're also visiting the CDC, where coronavirus guidelines for opening schools are being revised. Tensions were high at the first face-to-face meeting between Biden administration officials and Chinese representatives. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said China's behavior threatens global stability.
The United States relationship with China will be competitive where it should be, collaborative where it can be, adversarial where it must be.
Lincoln's Chinese counterpart shot back, saying U.S. democracy is struggling and black Americans are being slaughtered. The State Department says private discussions that followed were substantive and serious. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Education has announced plans to roll back a Trump administration policy that granted only partial student loan relief to students that were defrauded by for-profit colleges. A senior education official said that the formula introduced by former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was not granted an appropriate level of relief to borrowers. The department said it should eliminate about $1 billion in student loan debt relief from about 72,000 students. The Federal Reserve announced that it will not extend an emergency order given a year ago that eased the amount of capital banks were required to keep to counter potential economic hardships brought on by COVID-19. The Fed said it will allow the rule to expire at the end of March. Ordered in the early weeks of the crisis last year, the rule permitted U.S. banks to exclude treasuries and deposits with Fed banks from the calculation of its leverage ratios. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we just talked about and for recommending these two women for promotion. Thank you all. May God bless you all and may God protect our troops.
Little wonder why I call Joe Biden Captain Demento. So the beef of this, you know, is, oh, he appears to have forgotten his Secretary of Defense's name, Lloyd Austin. And, of course, this sparked the discussion about President Trump referring to Tim Cook as Tim Apple. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We're growing. People are listening. People are paying attention to what we're saying. We joke about stuff, but there's a serious undertone to everything that we talk about over here. I just try to make it funny for you because I think that we need to learn how to laugh. We got to giggle like little schoolgirls. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. Everybody's making a big deal with Biden forgetting the name. It was bigger than that. That's not one of those... Oh, because if Biden were smart, he'd go, somebody help me here. Lloyd, my Secretary of Defense, Lloyd, yeah, holy cow. You know they're going to be joking about that. They're going to be talking about, you know, Biden forgets. He could easily turn this around. He could make jokes of all of us by saying, yeah, they're always accused. Look, I'm the gaff guy. I make gaffes. My brain thinks really quick. I'm way ahead of them. They never know. You know, he could do it. He could pull a Ronald Reagan. He could make us all look stupid. Or he could just keep being Biden, which is a brain dead moron. That's what the Democrats put into office. A brain dead moron. A 78-year-old corrupt career politician who's accomplished nothing. Who's a racist. Who's a misogynist. He's all those things. And he's incompetent. And worst of all, he's got dementia. Everything this guy just did is a guy whose brain is not functioning properly. Look, we've all made those gaffes, but you catch them. Sometimes you catch them, sometimes you don't. But you could joke about it. At the very least, when I do it, because it happens all the time, I can tell you, oh yeah, I screwed that up or I said this or that. No problem. The brain works much faster than the mouth moves. That's how you stay ahead of the curve. Especially if you're in media, you better be able to outthink your mouth. But anyway, they want to come back and look at what Donald Trump said. He's so stupid. He said he called Tim Cook Tim Apple. That's an easy one to look at. The president of Apple, he's talking to Tim Cook. He says, Tim Apple, big deal. What Biden did... Oh, I want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general, my The guy who runs that outfit over there, he can't even figure out the Pentagon, who runs the military, who runs HHS. I don't know what this department, the Secretary of Defense runs, but that runs that outfit over there. I just want to thank the secretary, and he doesn't know his name. Yeah. This, and what's funny, if Trump did this, they would be invoking the 25th Amendment, talking about, well, and there are Democrats going, you know what, let's take the nuclear weapon away from old grandpa there, because he doesn't need it. And then you got to watch, guys, don't take my word for it. Don't take Kevin Jackson's word for it. Watch the videos. This guy shuffles around. He's looking around for handlers. President, my butt is what this guy is. And I'm going to go into something else, but I wanted to cover that because it was newsworthy. But I want to go back and talk about Joe Biden and all these things he was supposed to accomplish. You know, he comes in the office. He's going to be responsible for keeping the old woo flu down to normal levels. We're going to hear the praises of the media about how he saved us all from the disease that kills so few of us. But let's talk about his cancer history. I'm not talking about Bo's brain dead, you know, dying of cancer because of his brain, you know, being eaten away by a crippling disease. That was what prompted Obama to say, "I'm going to put Joe in. I'm going to put Joe. He's going to manage cancer. He's going to defeat cancer." So Joe Biden sets up a charity, and I want you to imagine if Trump's charity performed like Biden's. If Trump had said, "I'll cure cancer," and then gave no money to the effort. But before we get to the facts of Biden's unbelievable results in not curing cancer, look at what he promised if Democrats got elected. They said he promised at a campaign event in Iowa that if he was elected president in 2020, the United States would cure cancer. And here's the article. The presidential hopeful, whose oldest son, Bo Biden, died from brain cancer in 2015 at the age of 46, was speaking at a campaign event in Ottumwa, one of the several that he had scheduled in the state. "I've worked so hard in my career that I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America. We're going to cure cancer." Oh, and here I thought the single most important thing to change America was the existential threat of global climate change. Biden has, they continue, Biden has long made bold claims about the fight against cancer, and he announces his cancer moonshot campaign during former President Obama's final State of the Union address. As campaign promises go, the ambition of this one overlooks a lot of complexities of the disease, like, for example, the fact that cancer is actually more than 100 diseases and therefore not likely treatable with a single cure-all. Hey, let's not let the science get in the way of the understanding of the disease. This article goes on. In his prepared statements for another event, Biden prodded President Donald Trump over his previous comments about the disease, noting that Trump thinks windmills cause cancer. Now, let's go into Joe Biden and this cancer thing. This is from the New York Post. A cancer charity started by Joe Biden gave no money to research and spent most of its contributions on staff salaries. Federal filings show. The Biden Cancer Initiative was funded in 2017 by the former VP and his wife, Jill Biden, to, quote, "develop and drive implementation of solutions to accelerate progress in cancer prevention, detection, diagnosis, research, care, and to reduce disparities in cancer outcomes." That's what its IRS mission statement was. But it gave out no grants in its first 2 years and spent millions on salaries of former D.C. aides it hired. The charity took in $4.8 million in contributions in fiscal years 2017 and 18, spent just over $3 million on payroll. The group's president, Gregory Simon, raked in, by accident, Floridian slip, because, yeah, he raped the charity. Gregory Simon raked in $430,000 in 2018, according to the charity's most recent tax filings. Simon, a former Pfizer executive and longtime healthcare lobbyist who headed up the White House's cancer task force in Obama's administration, saw his salary nearly double from the $224,000 he made in 2017. Danielle Carnival, former chief of staff of Obama's cancer initiative, the Cancer Moonshot Task Force, took home $258,000 in 2018. Keep in mind, folks, these high six-figure salaries that these people are making, this isn't all they do. The charity spent $56,000 on conferences, $59,000 on travel. The following year, the travel expenditure swelled to $97,000 and the nonprofit spent $743,000 on conferences. Now, check out this excuse on why Biden's charity didn't spend more money on actually fighting cancer. Accusations circulating in certain media outlets that the Biden Cancer Initiative raised money for salaries and conferences but did not dispense grants are rooted in basic misunderstanding of the organization's purpose, asserts the Cancer Letter, an independent weekly magazine. The fact-checking website Snopes has also labeled the reporting misleading. And here's what they say. It was never their intention to do all this other stuff. They say the Biden Cancer Initiative sought to put an end to the siloing of cancer research. It worked to support the work of the entirely different and much larger Bo Biden Cancer Moonshot, a National Cancer Institute program that Biden spearheaded as VP and continues to fund grants worth many millions of dollars each year, is what they're saying. Folks, this is all subterfuge. Don't believe a word of it. These people could care less about curing cancer. They care about fattening their wallets. That's the truth.
Radio show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
That's who can't do business together. Chinese people and Indian people cannot do business together. Because Indians cannot live without a bargain, and Chinese people cannot give you a bargain. Their objective is to get every penny from you, and ours is to keep every penny. There's a really bad power struggle there. I went to this Chinese mall. Some of you may know it, Pacific Mall. That's the wrong place for an Indian guy to go. I saw this bag. I wanted to buy this bag. I go, how much? I go to the Chinese guy behind the counter. How much? He goes, $35. How about 30? And Chinese people will never tell you no. They'll tell you no, the longest no you've ever heard in your life. Like you just said, the most ridiculous thing they've ever heard in their life. I'll give you 30. No. No, I can't do $30. I sell you $30. Today you come, tomorrow I'll close down.
The great Russell Peters.
Oh, man, that dude does an amazing Chinese accent. That's hysterical. But every time I play that clip or think about Russell and his comedy, and, you know, and he's being truthful, you know, Chinese are very good negotiators, you know. I sell you $30 and I close down. I can't do the Chinese accent, not like that anyway. But it makes you think about the fact that we've got a brain-dead moron who's now negotiating on our behalf, and he's completely compromised because they have so much dirt on his son. Where is Hunter's laptop? Where's the investigation into Hunter? Where's the investigation into the Clinton Global Initiative? Where's the investigation into the real corruption in Ukraine with Burisma, etc.? Where's the investigation into the Podestas and what they did with Russia? Where's the investigation into why Hunter Biden got $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch? I could go on. We're never going to get the answers to this stuff unless we get a Donald Trump on steroids into the office. And that person exists. Look, I know people out there, they get mad at me when I say things like, no matter how good Rush Limbaugh is, no matter how good Donald Trump was, no matter how good Tiger Woods was, somebody in the future will come along and eclipse them. That is evolution. When I was designing computers, I will never forget this. We were struggling because it is the top engineers in the world, and I'm not saying I was one of them, but we're struggling with how fast can we take. I was designing supercomputers with, you know, on a team, and we're looking at how fast can the microprocessor actually go, okay, and how much capacitance, you know, was going to limit that. I'm not going to get into the technical aspects of it, but you can't have a lot of capacitance because you have a latent, you know, you have latent energy there that's waiting to flip a circuit. So anyway, we guesstimated that 4 megahertz was the fastest that a processor would be able to go, theoretically. You want to know how fast processors go? Yeah, gigahertz. Gigahertz. And we were talking about what kind of decoupling, how much capacitance, because it was just a physical impossibility. We were giving ourselves all these limits. Blasted right through them. So here's my point. We think, oh my gosh, that's the limit. That's the best we can do. And then we blow right through it. Look, I'm all for our icons. I'm a Rush Limbaugh fan. I'm a Tiger Woods fanatic. I mean, I'd love to have his kids' golf game. All right? And many others that do amazing things. But there were people that thought Arnold Palmer's records would never be broke, or Ben Hogan's, or Sam Snead's, or whatever. Give me your record and I'll tell you somebody, oh, they'll never be that. We're going to get through this. But here's the thing about us. At least we know how to recognize good talent. I don't know who's the top dogs in China. Xi is the prime minister, the president, the leader. I don't know what he's declared himself these days. But I'll tell you this, they're laughing at the one that the Democrats put into place. The Chinese party wants Joe Biden to roll back President Trump's policy of supporting Taiwan. You want to talk about a cancer? You want to talk about having to cure cancer? The cancer for Joe Biden that he's going to have to cure is the cancer of China. See, that's the real cancer for him. Those are the people that know every little gory detail about Joe Biden and everybody who influences him. See, it doesn't matter about Biden. He's done. It's what do you know about those people? Swalwell. What do you think the Chinese know about Swalwell? This is a man who was sleeping with a Chinese spy. He was getting played. Swalwell should have known that little Asian girl had no interest in him. Look at that guy. The biggest nerd on the planet. He's like, you see my new girlfriend, Queen Lee, Queen King, whatever her name was. She had no interest in that big bubblehead rascal. Man, Smallwood, so I don't know what people like in terms of, you know, if you're a girl and you're going to pick a dude, is Smallwell it? Is he the guy? Maybe I'm just not seeing it. Maybe I look through those jaundiced heterosexual eyes of mine, but I don't see it. He's the biggest nerd. He's that dude that wants to be, he's like Al Gore, you know. Maybe there's a woman that wants to look at him and feel like he's a handsome guy, but the minute he opens his mouth, you're like, he's a big old goober. Swalwell. Anyway, the Chinese have so much dirt on all the people in the periphery that they don't care what Biden wants. They manipulate the people around Biden. They got the dirt, man. I got to tell you, there are times where I just want to go over and befriend the Chinese and say, just show me the dirt. Really, man? I swear, I won't say anything. I won't name names. I'll be like that girl in Hollywood who was with all these mega stars. And she wrote a book. What was the book called? I forget. Not Gold Digger. Anyway, she wrote a book that just everybody's like, oh, I know who that is. I know who that is. But she didn't name any names. So she didn't have to get shot. Didn't have to get killed. I would go to China just so that I could say, take me to the secret room and show me the dirt on Pelosi. You know, show me the dirt on Schumer. For the record, you don't even have to look for the dirt on these people. They're corrupt in front of your face. Pelosi, her wealth, how she got wealth is just a matter of public record. And would put in, most of us would be in prison. All of us would be in prison if we did what she did. But anyway, yeah, China is Joe Biden's big cancer because they know all the secrets. They already have Joe. They got his son. They have his daughter. They got everybody. They have him completely, you know, by the yin yang, as we say. And then they got everybody around him. So if ever Biden decides he wants to get tough, he's got to ask for permission. If he wants to get tough on China, he can't just like arbitrarily say, listen, like Trump could come out and say, our trade with China, China is ripping us off. They're not going to rip us off. They're manipulating currency. He came right out. And that's why the Chinese hated him. They're like, this dude, he exposed everything we do. We must get rid of him. He exposed everything. That's my, see, I can do that, the Cantonese accent better than I can the Mandarin. But anyway, they're demanding that Biden roll back Trump's policy of supporting Taiwan. And I said, when Biden got elected, I said, the two countries that face the biggest backlash here are Israel and Taiwan. Because Joe Biden is going to empower Iran, number one, and China is going to look at this as, well, we can take back little Taiwan. So, according to the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, President Trump's support of Taiwan is, quote, a dangerous practice that the United States must move away from. What do you think Joey Demento is going to do as the pressure mounts? If China is going to make a move against Taiwan, let me put it this way. It will happen in the next 4 years. Probably before that. Maybe they'll even let old sister girl get in after Joey Demento is declared incompetent by the 25th Amendment, and they'll test her, and she will fail as well.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.